you right now so that we can get the audio clip going. If you could just tell me just a little bit about what happened today and how we're investigating it.
Probably about 10:50 this morning, the fire department was called reference to your house on fire. They're on Bachman Road, just between Salisaw and Mole Grove. And after they arrived, they made entry to the house, which there was a gentleman that had already gone in the house, the neighbor did. And there was, at first they thought it was just trash that was burning in the kitchen floor, and later to be a deceased body. When we worked the case, we looked for any type of an external cause or any kind of accelerant used, and there's the body was burned and then he's incinerated. And you hardly ever have a burned body, especially when there's no damage to the house, only where the fire occurred in the floor. There was no damage to the furniture or anything around the fire. So it was a low heat fire. So that drew out some suspicion, and there's no reason for any kind of, you look at different things and it's just not there as far as what caused this fire. Of course, the body's been sent for examination, but then we started researching and talking to other fire investigators, and we started looking at this spontaneous human combustion. And if you research that, I mean, everything that's in that is basically what we have. So that's why we're not ruling that out. It's awful, unusual, and bizarre case, but we're not ruling out spontaneous human combustion.
I see. Okay. Now, what about the people who, spontaneous human combustion, it's something we've all kind of heard about. For the people who say that's kind of weird, does that even exist? What would you say to that? I mean, have you spoken with medical examiners or some folks who say, yeah, this is a possibility?
Yeah, I talked to some individuals that has done some research on this, and I was just like people. I mean, I never believed it until the day when I started researching it and seeing the crime, seeing where we were at. There's no reason for a body to be burning in this house with no damage to the house. Only you work a case where basically the house is burned down, where in this case it's not. It's just damage to the floor where the body was at. So you start looking at other sources and other avenues, and that's why we've gone and looked at and researched the spontaneous human combustion and talked to some researchers on it. And if you look at it, I mean, everything in here, if you read about spontaneous human combustion, that's what we have. But I was just thinking that there's no way that this could happen, but there's no other source of ignition or why this body's on fire in the middle of the kitchen floor.
Bizarre, just definitely a very bizarre case. Is it possible that he could have been, drinking or something and maybe dropped a cigarette on himself or passed out while he was smoking? Maybe he's got the cigarette on him and that it burns at him that way? Is that a possibility at all?
It was kind of hard to explain the reason why. Well, it's burned, it's incinerate, and a cigarette burn will not do that. You drop a cigarette. I mean, there's got to be, when you look at gases in a body, you look at alcohol consumption, there's different things that you look at that would cause a body to be burned where this is burned. That's why it's so bizarre.
Okay, yeah, and I was scouring the internet a little bit. People do talk some about spontaneous human combustion and whatnot. In a case such as that, how could somebody burn? I know you said you'd been doing a little, some research, had talked to some folks today about it. How could somebody burn from spontaneous human combustion?
Well, I mean, it's something. I think there's only about 200 cases worldwide, and I'm not saying that this has happened. I'm just saying that we haven't ruled it out, and looking at talking to some of the experts. Of course, the medical examiner will make the final determination, but it's something that it's hard to explain. I just started researching it this evening, so it's really kind of hard for me to explain anything about it. But this is a case that I've never seen before, explain why we think this has occurred this way, but people's not used to working fire scenes or arson scenes, and what the body does during a fire, it's kind of hard to explain the reason why we think this, unless they're familiar with the fire patterns and what happens during a fire.
Okay. Great, great. Thank you so much, Sheriff. And anything I missed?
No, it's just, you know, just to stress that, you know, this is something that we haven't ruled out. It's something that we're looking at. It's going to take somebody at a higher paying job than me to rule this way. This is something we're looking at.
I see. Great. I really appreciate it, Sheriff. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
All right, take care.